Well, bright and sunny Tuesday morning. We're just prior to noon. It's 11:43 a.m., which is awesome because it's 17 minutes till noon. And 17 minutes has always been a great time, great duration of a podcast. So what's going on, everybody? It's Camera Friend Podcast. Oh, Lordy. I was looking at my website. You ever look at your domain name? You ever look at your name online and realize, oh man, this is the last time I posted something. It was the 19th. What day are we? Okay. Well, what has happened? I don't know. A million things or more. So let's talk about it. I was back and forth to Colorado. I was in Florissant, Colorado, staying on the side of the mountain with my cousin. Good times. Went to a Colorado Rockies game. Good times. Drove up to Pikes Peak. It was closed 6 miles before the peak. Good times. Doesn't matter. But good times everywhere. So, got a new Facebook cover profile picture out of this trip. Standing in front of a lake with a, you know, half snow-covered mountain background, perfectly in frame. And I'm standing there on my phone, looking away from my phone, although actually I was looking at my phone. There's a secret behind what I posted there. I made this post saying, searching for the Rocky Mountain show, something about there being no signal, but you can see it's strong or whatever. The truth is, I was looking for the Rachel Maddow show, RMS, TRMS, the Rachel Maddow show, not the Rocky Mountain show. And I couldn't get it because there was no cell phone signal there. And so I was looking up at I was looking out into the abyss, trying to figure out how the hell am I going to get Rachel Maddow without a signal? And my cousin, you know, obviously enjoying the surroundings, and because I told him to take some pictures because this is so awesome, I was like, go take some pictures while I look at my phone. So he does, and he takes this picture, and I think it's fabulous. I think that there's so many things geometrically about the photo that are awesome. The way the reflection of the mountaintops and the water comes to the right spot. There's just the frame. There was no cropping. Like, just he's got the whole left of the mountains, and I'm on the right. Look, everything about it is awesome. And just love the photo. So I was like, heck yeah. Close that sucker up. It's like, kind of like buying a t-shirt whenever you go somewhere on vacation. Is getting a really nice photo. I used to think that was just for chicks. I never understood why people took pictures. But when looking back at history, you know, stimulating a memory, that's what it does. And I kind of like when Facebook throws that, here's what happened 5 years ago with you. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like it. Think about when that's 20, 25 years from now. You could be like, 25 years ago, you hung out with your friends in college and got really drunk. Here was a picture of you wasted on the floor. I know that could probably happen at you now, whether you want to be reminded or not. At least we have the option now to revisit those memories in an aided fashion with other pieces of media that got snapped along the way. I think it's good to have the option. It's the only real way we can kind of time travel. We'll never really be able to go back in history and change the past, because then it won't be the past anymore. However you want to do your Back to the Future line of time in your head. But you can never really go change the past, but you can go and relive the past this way. And I do think that's the closest to overcoming to a time machine. So anyway, of the million things I want to talk about, good times, enjoying pictures, enjoying the mountains, getting away from sea level, really liking it up there. I didn't even get hit with altitude sickness the whole time I was up there. Good for my lungs. I've been walking around a lot down here. That's what happens when you like don't drive a car sometimes. So, okay, let's get back to life. So it was nice to get away from everything, which is what happens when you're hanging out by lakes that don't have cell phone reception. And you forget that, you know, if you forget about everything political, you forget about a lot of other things. Just take a break. Now, pretty awesome, right? Now we're back at it, though. Now it's like, okay, taxes are done. A lot of people in the financial industry, in the accounting industry, taxes. A lot of people had to do their taxes by last week, even though the IRS kept delaying it a day, because they're like, oh, man, we can't get our shit together. All right, you guys got till tomorrow. What? Did our website get that? All right, we'll give you till Wednesday. Like anyone's writing a fine for a 24-hour delayed submission. It's BS to begin with. But plus, you can file your taxes late. Guess what? You pay a fine. Yeah, you pay a fine, maybe you pay a late filing penalty, or you file an extension, which apparently you can keep filing extensions every year now. I get people that keep asking me to do extensions for them, and I'm like, hey, file your goddamn taxes. Be an American, damn it. And they're like, but can I file an extension? I'm like, well, technically you can, but come on. Just do your taxes already. I end up like doing taxes and doing extensions, then yelling at people to continue to do their taxes all the time. That's all I do. Sorry. I hate to be annoying. But do your taxes. Why not? Why not? We should all do our taxes. Okay? I know that paying taxes sucks and whatever. Doesn't matter. We should all do it because it's a check on we're saying we agree that America is still awesome and we still will sign something every year saying we made some money and we'll pay you some. That's our deal. You kept America great, right? Now, even if we don't agree with the president in there at the current time, I still pay my taxes. I think I got a refund this year, though. But I did. That means I paid them throughout the last year, right? So they still got paid. That's the point. Now, okay. We're all going to pay our taxes. We're all going to abide by the rule of law and do what we're supposed to do. Now, if you pay attention to the late night talk shows, if you pay attention to the news, and if you pay attention, if you get the Rachel Maddow show at some point, if you get the signal working and you get the Rachel Maddow show, which I did, I think I had watched all Rachel Maddow shows by the time I was even looking for that one. I was looking for just trying to replay an old Rachel Maddow show and couldn't do it. The reason why I talk about Rachel Maddow, she breaks news like it's nobody's business, and you get a heads up on what's coming and what the truth is on her show, which is why I will, you know, throw the popcorn in the microwave and love watching Rachel Maddow even when I am on the top of Pike's Peak. And I saw her last night, not too much memorable last night, but there was something interesting about a guy that Trump wanted put in the Department of Justice, that he ordered to be placed in the Department of Justice. I don't remember his name, but it was someone that had been fired from the National Security Council before. Okay, we're going to back up because there's a million things to talk about here. And I want to focus on a few. I want to focus on Sean Hannity first. And Rand Paul. Two people that need to be talked about. Let's talk about Rand Paul first because he's more important. Because he is actually a senator. So, two things we're going to talk about. We'll get into that and then we'll be done, folks. Stay with me here. Rand Paul uses the media well. However, in his use of the media, he shifts and F's with anybody who wanted the use of his vote and his importance on committees and in the Senate as one of 100 senators. They're annoyed. You get annoyed at the fact that he is wavering stuff that he shouldn't be wavering around and making the wrong decision in the end and going with the flock of SS sheep that are the Republicans. That is wrong too. Now, what Rand Paul did and why it hurts me so personally at home is Rand Paul voted to move the confirmation of Mike Pompeo from the CIA to the State Department. I don't think Pompeo is still the head of the CIA, but he got named to go to the state. And he's in the confirmation process and he's in a hearing in Senate. And Rand Paul had said that he would not support Pompeo's nomination. That in no such explicit terms, but at least he did voice it the way a person who had those views would voice it, was, you know, I won't support this anymore. I won't support these nominations anymore. They're not okay. The torture thing is wrong. I'm not going to allow your shit to go through just because you want it to, Mr. President. Pompeo was named as one of the people in a story that the White House did not refute about the White House and the head of the CIA being Pompeo at the time would have a parallel funding stream for all their secret projects that they don't have to report to everyone else. That was supposedly something that Trump has put into some congressional legislation. One of these spending agreements, you know, whatever that they passed, one of these budgets, it's in there. And the CIA, I'm guessing, would have none of this. And is like, listen, we know, Pompeo, you're a shill for the, all you do is take Coke-funded money, you are a whore, you're the definition of a political whore, and you're being a whore for the president and other people at the same time. And that's why he's keeps moving you around from the head of the CIA to now trying to be the head of state, so that you can cause the utmost damage and take all the brunt of all the criticism when you do it, so that Trump can be absolved and wash his hands of shit, which is what Trump tries to do. Trump tries to commit crimes through other people so that he is not directly liable all the time. That's why he's so squirmy. It's like an orange squirmy orangutan. Can't get his ass. I'm trying to grab him and he's like, oh, go grab Michael Cohen. Ba-ching. Oh, I'm sorry. Talk to Paul Manafort. Oh, that must have been Mike Flynn lying to the FBI. I'm so sorry. Like, these are the kind of bullshit that you put up with. Now, somebody you'll see on TV a lot, Michael Avenatti, who's a lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who's going hard after Michael Cohen right now, president's lawyer. Going hard after him because he thinks that Cohen looks like he's going to flip. And by the way, Michael Cohen, first of all, he looks too much like older me, which scares me. It's because he's got a messed up jaw. He has a weird smile. He looks like he's taking too many right hooks to the face. He looks like he's pissed off too many people that had a strong right hook and permanently moved his jaw over to the left, right? Over to Dr. Left, I guess, if you're looking at his ass. That's what he looks like. And based on how he handles and conducts himself, I would not be surprised if he has taken a more than a few sucker punches to that side of the jaw. And that's why that's like that. Now, that's just all complete speculation on my point, but I'm probably right. Unless he was born that way, right? I mean, I broke a jaw when I was young and my jaw stopped growing. I didn't take a sucker punch to the face. I fell trying to head a ball in soccer on South Run in Fairfax, Virginia, where it was nothing but rocks instead of grass. Thank you, grounds crew of 1987. Now, all right. Okay, backing up. Rand Paul apparently moved Mike Pompeo's confirmation through. Mike Pompeo is a shill for the administration, shill for the Koch brothers, probably shill for the Mercers. Shill for money, has no soul. That's what Mike Pompeo is. And that kind of, that's not leadership. That is people that should never be in leadership. Those are Dmitry Medvedevs of the American administrations, which is people that will do anything in strong arm and just be nice and have no soul. And that's kind of what Pompeo is. Now, and I'm sure Haspel is similar. Haspel was a deputy in the same mindset, which, and I think Haspel's nomination is not going to make it into the CIA, especially because, hey, let's face it, we're gender racist over here in the States. It's tougher to push a woman through for this. but also the torture stuff. A woman who tortures, man, oh my God, that's scary. All right, anyway. Okay, backing up again. Rand Paul, you want to be talked about. You wanted to talk about, you said you were doing the right thing, and now, I don't know, what is that, cutting of concrete maybe? You said you weren't going to push Pompeo through. I did a video about you and you were attacking the FBI. You were attacking a couple FBI agents talking about conspiracy in the FBI, and I did a video about you, and I told you that I would call you a bitch on the air, and absolutely own you in a debate about that topic. Now, one thing that Rachel Maddow mentioned just last night that I already knew and already had in my head at that point, but she at least, you know, made me feel better about falling for this, was she pointed out that Rand Paul, what he does as an act of theater, is F with everyone and say he's going to do the right thing and come out with all the right reasons and act the part of the Jimmy Stewart going, you know, man going to Washington. What is it? Mr. Smith goes to Washington. He plays that part for the first act or act two of the situation. And then when it comes down to act three, he completely vacates the best thing to do. And then utterly is a shill for someone else who's been paying him all along. So it's the worst type of foreplay ending in no orgasm. It ends with you shitting yourself. You don't have an orgasm with Rand Paul. And there's a reason why, and let me be very clear, I'm not advocating violence. I'd never do that. However, there is a reason why some dude jumped Rand Paul on the back of his tractor and beat his ass at his house. Like, that guy was legitimately pissed. And the explanation they gave was, oh, it was some dispute over, it was dispute over land or something. No, that guy's just pissed about something. And you don't jump somebody on a tractor and beat their ass unless you are so pissed that you are willing to run up behind them with their earmuffs on, know that they cannot see you, and literally barrel roll. Or I think he did one of those like football tackles into him and they just started punching like crazy. Wouldn't you? You found out Rand Paul fucked your, you know, 6-year-old daughter. Wouldn't you freaking do that? I don't know. That's not what happened. I'm making that up. But Rand Paul's going to start to get shit talked about him because Rand Paul just effed with us and put a shill one step closer to heading the State Department and doing more real global damage to our standing in the world, which is why Rand Paul should be chastised, not physically assaulted, let me be clear, but he should be criticized for doing this. And I'm going to do another video about Rand Paul. I know you want to be talked about. Well, you are going to get talked about. And I think that the repercussion here should be, he needs to be voted out. And in some way, we should make what he's doing illegal, which what he's doing, it's free speech though. You're allowed to change your mind. So it's not really illegal, but it is defrauding all of us. Because imagine he said, oh, for example, I would, you know, if I was Rand Paul, I'd be like, I would always support denuclearizing North Korea. I would always support them not having nukes because they're dangerous. What if he said that forever? And then all of a sudden, he decides to sell all of our nukes to Kim Jong-un because he wants the money. Right? Wouldn't we all be like, that is an act of a huge crime and an act? It's defrauding us, the United States citizens, of your truth, of you sticking to a very pivotal position in life and why we allow you to be a representative, because you're one that we trust of integrity and you support your decisions. It throws all that out the window. And that person should not be in our Senate. That person should have their own spot on Dancing with the Stars where they belong. Just like our president, who belongs on reality television and does not belong in the political sphere. Actually, our president belongs in jail. Now, Rand does not belong in jail. However, Rand does not belong as a senator. And I think you need to have a special election to remove his ass off that tractor. Because there are repercussions for doing this. And when you go out and, like as Rachel Maddow pointed out, you go out and you get all this great press because people believe in what you are saying. And then at the last minute, you turn around and fuck everyone in the ass. You cannot be, that is not okay. And in the 21st century, where we have media, where we have recordings, where we have tracking of people's views, where we have the ability to express ourselves eloquently if we choose to and defend our positions, and then to go back on them and do the opposite is unacceptable. And when we start to look at things like term limits and elections, we need to understand there's a reason why lying to the FBI is a crime, and lying to the American people, not just changing your mind because you got new information, but flat out lying to everyone for a purpose is not acceptable from our US senators or our congressmen. And now that we have ability to hold them to account, that is what we should do. And for the next podcast, we'll discuss how the media, via Sean Hannity, is one example of the media pushing this, which is lying and making lying okay and defending everything, which you're seeing with Sean Hannity coming up. I don't have time to do this now. But what you see with Sean Hannity is, here you have a guy who is getting exposed and losing a battle in court that he's not even yet represented by, because he's only being tangentially named and refuses to accept any accountability for what he's a part of. That he is defending his case on his show by only talking about what he wants to talk about and trying to frame it in the most honest way possible, but of course leaving out key details. Now, I find this very interesting, because I predicted he would be gone by last Friday, but hey, I was like smoking dope in Colorado, don't listen to me. But I'm back now, and I can tell you it's going to take a little longer, but it's definitely happening. He's definitely going to be off Fox News before the end of the year for sure, probably much sooner than that. But he'll be off because as the case grows against Cohen, and that case morphs into a case against the president, or one of the cases against the president, and Hannity's taped conversations with Cohen get released somehow. Because it's the truth, man.
That was a motorized bike. No helmet laws down here in Florida, man. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cared in Colorado either. I have a video of some dude doing like a Superman off of his motorcycle on the mountains in front of me with no helmet. It's pretty crazy. I gotta zoom in to make that better. Anyway, what you'll see with Sean Hannity is a guy that will be increasingly fighting the truth and get hit with more and more hard truth every day, and it will soon be... This is just life down here, man. This is pretty much every day when I go to get coffee. There's something, some action down here. Anyway, I think that, two cops. They're not even trying to pull anybody, they're just driving with their sirens on. Alright, what you're gonna see over the next few weeks, probably, it should just be weeks with Hannity, is him constantly having to defend something new every day, or else he seems like a wuss. And soon, if he wants to try to interact with society and not just do a monologue because he's too scared of having anyone on who might ask him a question that he might have to try to answer, or explain something so patently obvious that he just looks like a fool, if he tries to interact with the rest of us, pretty soon he's going to get called out on some amazing stuff. And so all you need is audio recordings of Sean saying something self-incriminating, which of course exists, even though I have no idea if they do, but they obviously do. That if any of that exists and that comes out, that bang, bang, thank you, ma'am. That's good. Sean Hayes is going to go the way of O'Reilly and the way of Lauer and the way of, not people that went away for sex so much, but people that went away for just being awful. So we'll see how that goes. And I grab your popcorn. That's going to be something. It's going to be every day. It's going to be every day. So Ken Griffin's out.